We've been talking this week about transitions. The ultimate transition, actually, is when the child leaves home, whether it's to college or whether it's just moving out. The ultimate transition is to go from child to adult, and that means when you leave your parents' household.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. This week, we've been talking about helping your kids through transition. Monday, we covered how hard transition can be and how we actually do have to just deal with it because it happens all throughout life and you got to give your kids the tools to deal with it. Tuesday, we covered the key to all this is actually listening to your child, not having all the answers. Wednesday, we talked about social transitions, things at school, maybe in the youth group. And yesterday, how to deal with big family transitions, things like divorce and death and those difficult ones. So if you want to hear any of those programs, you can find them online at parentingtoday.org. But you say what, the ultimate transition is leaving home?
Well, I think all those other transitions, mom and dad can be available and you got them. And there's a stability of touching my mom while I'm talking to her. There's right. a stability of going for a drive with dad. There's a stability. Roby and I would just go kick a soccer ball and talk. All of a sudden, they're gone. They're off to college. Or they're moving out or whatever it is. And it's a huge transition. And the interesting thing is, it's as big for the parent. The most pain I ever went through was taking my children to college. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me at Tori's wedding, is this the hardest thing you've ever done concerning Tori? I said, no, the hardest thing I ever did was drive off the college campus and look at her in the rearview mirror waving. I didn't make it. We pulled in someplace and spent the night. I couldn't drive any longer. It was beyond pain. My whole body ached. I thought, medicate me. This is horrible.
But you had prepared her. Right?
Well, what you just said is perfect. I had prepared her. I hadn't prepared me. And we all realized that. I'd prepared her. She'd practiced. And yes, her first month was she was away. It irritated me when I checked into the hotel and called her and she was out. She was already at some social
some
that first night. The first night they at Asbury College, they all met for this sing thing.
Way to train, Barnes.
Oh, yeah. It was brutal. But I think what happens is the transition for this child, it may be emotional. Yeah. For each of my children, I wrote a letter every single morning to them when they were in college. I didn't email them. I wrote them a letter. You know, 14-point font, so it was pretty big print. And it was a full page, and it might have been a moment I had in my devotions that morning, and I saw a friend of theirs yesterday, want to know him, and I'd be taking notes on little yellow stickies all day and putting in my pocket for tomorrow morning's note, and I put it in an envelope and I'd mail it to them. I didn't want them to just get an email, and I didn't want their mailbox to be empty, and I wanted them to touch something. And let me say, my children never said thank you for the notes, but when I was packing up my daughter, there was a little wooden box that we're carrying out her end of her senior year. And I was carrying it down, and it was a Pier 1 Import wooden mahogany box. And I said, what's this? And she did leave it out of the cardboard boxes for me to see. I said, what's this? And she said, well, open it. And I opened it, and I said, my letters. And she said, no, all your letters. Aww. So I'll take it. That's all I needed. And Rosemary looked at me like, see you for whining that nobody said thank you. But I think the hard transition is for everybody. The family dynamic is never the same again. But I think the other hard transition is letting them become adults without enabling adolescent behavior, emancipating them, and even emancipating them financially, and even realizing I have a minimal sphere of influence from this point on. Mm-hmm. I will always be their parent. We will always be dealing with things, but I need to be letting go. And even sometimes they're going to make some mistakes. As I let go, I need to let go in a way where they are learning how to do life. Mm-hmm. And that's huge. So it's a job.
Yeah. And it hurts the parent because you did all this training and then they go off and make their own mistakes and you've done so much to help them avoid mistakes. And yet it's those mistakes that are going to really, especially during those college years. I mean, you ruin your credit real early. You learn some big lessons.
Well, I think that's what junior and senior of high school are for. And we've talked and we'll talk more about that. But I think junior and senior year of high school is the adult internship. And in our world, everything that I was going to, that they needed to be able to do in high school, such as managing a budget, we did junior and senior high school. We did have them in an envelope system. They did buy everything from toothpaste to shampoo for themselves. It was the end of us buying anything for them. And yes, they had some financial, they like, wow, all of a sudden Tori switched over from shampoo that almost came with a payment book to this Costco Sam's Club gallon generic shampoo.
That was good enough.
With her beautiful hair. Yeah, all of a sudden life changed. But I think there's emotional transition, and I think there's a slow cutting of the cord, and I think we have to be very careful that we do allow, even force them to become adults in many ways, rather than constantly rescue. I'm flying them home for every holiday. That was us. But I think there's some other things. They just, hey, you got a meal card. Sorry. Each of them got jobs while they were there. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And I think that was wonderful. I think you have to decide this transition, even though college is a very unrealistic transition, never again will they have a life that is so really sexually provocative, because, you know, some of the dorms are co-ed dorms and it's just ridiculous. So many of the students have never had any freedom, and so they have no clue about freedom. And if we raised our children properly, their junior and senior, they can deal with that. They become major player leaders, as both of mine were major leaders, because they thought, you're kidding me, right? And I do think, for those listening to this that come from South Florida, it's the greatest place to raise your kids. There's nothing they're going to see on campus they didn't see in South Florida. The kids that come out of Birmingham, they're going to be in shock.
Yes.
This is a wonderful, I raised my children here on purpose. This was a wonderful place to prepare them for not only what's going on culturally, but what America will be socially in the future. But be very careful not to enable. And I also think during that transition, when they come home, make some decisions on, you're coming into my house, but I'm in college, but you're coming into my house, but I'm in college. I don't have a, yes, but you do in my house have a curfew because you're back in my house. There's a courteousness about being in, so I don't stay up wondering about, well, then dad, don't stay up. Do you do it in college? No. And I really, you know, that's college. You're back home. That's that world socially. This is this world socially. So let's establish when the door is locked and which side of the door you need to be on when it's locked every night. Mm-hmm. I remember my dad doing that. I remember being upset about that. I remember now looking back, it made sense. Why would I wake this family up coming in at whatever hours?
Just insensitive.
Yes. But this is the ultimate transition here, where you are letting go and trusting God. And this is the time when you're praying. This is the time when you are saying, hey, you're here. What night are you eating dinner with us when you come home from college? We need a dinner. Mm-hmm. And I need a time out with you. We need to just go someplace and be together because we still are a family. And by the way, your little brother needs a little time with you. This transition needs to be worked out, and it needs to be discussed. And it's not something that you just assume we'll figure it. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's a husband and a wife at home before the Christmas break, before the summer break, there needs to be a little bit of a discussion on how much do we let go, how much do we pull back. And then that discussion needs to be had at the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great book out called Raising Your Adult Children also. There's materials we can read, but I really think this transition, this emancipation, this handing them, be very careful how much you hand them.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden you wonder why they don't treat their car well. Well, maybe you bought them that car and they're not treating it. Well, what part do they take play in it?
And there's a trust factor as well. You have teenagers, they break your trust all the time. You can't just keep everything away. That's one of the big lessons I've learned having teens in the house. You want to take away their phone for, you know, a year because you found things that were not good.
Teaches nothing.
Right. So yes. Your punishment has to have a purpose, but it's so hard with teenagers. It's so hard with adults because you have to enforce things to teach them, and it's going to cause pain, and you have to be okay with seeing them in pain, angry at you, and knowing that at the end of the day, it's going to be good for them, even though it's a grueling process.
No, I'm writing my 11th book right now, and it's called Giving Your Child the Power of No. And it's all about my no needs to mean no. And I had a no concerning this cell phone. And you knew when you did that on that mobile phone, you knew you lost it for a week. You'll get it back next Tuesday. And well, why are you looking through my phone? Because you're in this house. Of course I'm looking through your phone. Well, what don't you? Well, you know, it's not just an issue of not trust you. It's everything going on out there. But I have responsibility for you. So yes, of course I'm going through that. How about it? And you know what, by the way, you want to look through my phone? Look through my phone. Have fun with my phone. We're done here.
Mm-hmm.
I am the parent. You are the child. And when you go out the door, it's different. Transitions do include some trust. This ultimate transition on a college campus, they're on the college campus. I think if they develop a lifestyle that's totally contrary to your lifestyle, here's the hard one. You pull the plug on the finances. And when you have set a parameter for finances and they violate that finances, one of mine went and got a job to pick up the pace on that. And it was a great learning curve. It was just perfect for that child. I think what happens as parents is we don't transition them into the adult world well, hence the USA Today article on the research project that said we are raising them not prepared to be adults. We're raising them thinking they should come out of college and instantly have the good life and not have to wait to buy some of the things we waited 15 years to buy. And that's our fault because we have enabled a very unrealistic lifestyle for them rather than borrowing mom's car. Transition of going out the door means I need to let go in certain areas and maintain relationship in every area. And I need to let them know when we're back home. Of course, we're in church. Of course, we're going to church. It, be honest with you, breaks my heart you're not in church in college. But when we're home, this is what we do. We do go to church as a family. It's an interesting releasing.
Yeah. And then depending on the dynamic, your kid might come home and say, you know what? I don't want to go anymore.
Yeah.
And if you're going to make me go, I'm not going to come home anymore.
Yeah.
And then just dealing with that.
It's your choice. It's your decision. You're breaking my heart. But I don't want you for a minute to say, I put you out. You put you out.
Or to say that I don't love you because you're doing this.
I do love you. And this going to church in and of itself is not the gig. It's Christ and loving Christ. But it's part of the whole journey of loving Christ. And it's part of who we are. If you choose not to, then yes, you are for some reason making a choice not to be part of this family. And I'm very sorry. Don't make that statement unless you're ready to make that statement.
Yeah.
And this is where parents have to have staff meetings. And this is where it's great because you're married to your opposite. There's usually the pragmatic parent and the relational parent. And there's the rules parent and the relational parent. And there's the me parent who is, I do like rules. There's Rosemary who's brilliant, but is high end relationship. And that's why when it's called one flesh parenting, that's where we got to come together. How far?
And that's challenging.
Together. But if we're not, then one parent's always hurt or the rules parent is always angry that you cave. And we've done a horrible thing that we've allowed this child to divide and conquer, which is so unhealthy for the child. The child's going to feel miserable. They'll never act like they feel miserable. But what have I done? Mm-hmm. You know, and so we've got to be mature enough that this transition of college needs to be prepared for. If this is the junior or senior year of your junior or senior high school year, or even sophomore year of your child, you and your child, then this is the year to prepare for the college transition. It's not the summer before. And for us, we got more and more acting like they were in college in the way we handled their finances. We got more and more their senior year acting like they were in college in the way we handle their curfew. Okay, tell me when you're coming back rather than this is your curfew and tell me why you need to stay out that late. Okay, I'm looking for you then. And we began practicing all these things so that when they got to college, they were college world experts. Mm-hmm. They'd already learned, I can't buy this because I'm saving for that towards the end of this. I'm thinking ahead of what I'm saving for. Transition. It's just preparing for transition.
And if you didn't do that with your kids and they're in college still right now. Mm-hmm. How are you helping?
Don't enable ninth grade behavior for your junior in college. And it may mean a meeting. And it may mean your child's in college now and they are continuing to say, I'm out of money. I'm out of money. I'm out of money. Tough. And I think you either bite the bullet now or you get ready for the next break and you say, I want to prepare you. We're not doing this anymore. I didn't want to spring it on you, but we're not doing this anymore. Because what happens is we got kids doing 5 and 6 and 7 year college, bachelor's degrees, because why would I leave this? This is the best it's ever going to be.
Right.
I've got everything taken care of and I keep calling home for money. And the whole money issue has nothing whatsoever to do with how much money you have as a parent. My dad was a very wealthy pagan, and he was an expert at this. Here's the money. We're done. You need more money than paying for college meals, et cetera. If you need more money than paying for your college and paying for your meals, I think you need to get a job. And Bobby, get a job in the summer and save that money. That's your spending money when you get to college. And it baffled me because of his multiple homes that he did something like that. It was the best training I ever could have had. Prepare your children for the transition of college.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J., wrapping up a week talking about helping my child through transitions. And if you missed any of today's program or the programs previously from this week, you can listen to them again online at parentingtoday.org, where you can also sign sign up to get the daily email corresponding blog that goes with this broadcast. If you want to support this program and the ministry behind it, you can do it easily on your cell phone. You just send a one-time $10 donation by simply texting two letters. You send SH, and it's short for Sheridan House, and you send it to the number 41518. Or you can support the ministry online on its website. I even support the ministry by getting the resources there as well. That's at shfm.org, short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. And we hope you'll join us next week as we cover another topic here on Parenting Today.